So let's just reflect on what the Cathars knew. They knew that truth would prevail. They knew that their light would keep shining. They knew it was only the absence of light that created darkness. And so here we are, fulfilling that prophecy of the Cathars, who knew that truth will prevail.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. So we find ourselves in the south of France with a group who wishes to tour the area and feel things that they can feel. There are signs, even on the roads, "Welcome to Cathar Country." There is an understanding that the area is special. It's treated special even by those who live here as being different kind of land from other places, even in their own country. I wish to speak of this specifically to those who are assembled with me here. Do you believe in the soul? And if so, what is it? If you believe you have one, is it apart from biology or is it part of biology? And the universal answer is that part of it belongs to God. And God is whatever you consider that, the creative source of all things. So each of you comes equipped with the ability to see things or feel things beyond four dimensions. Let me summarize that in another way. Regardless of what you think, every single human in this room has the ability to feel things beyond that which you expect. We have taken you to so many places around this planet, but we have told you about some as well. There are special places that people go to, and they feel things. Sometimes they're connected with what happened there. We channeled it, Fatima. Did you ever wonder why the miracles occurred there? Was there a special energy that would allow a little girl to see things that no one else could, and then to gather those around her where they could see it as well? Sometimes the places are related to geology. Perhaps you don't know this, but in this country, Lourdes is a famous place of healing, and yet it has nothing to do with any human at all. It has to do with the water that comes out of the ground. That's a special kind of land. You're in a special area. I'll call it a region, where things happen that normally do not, because of the connection of the soul. Why would the Cathar be here? And if they were chased out of here, why would they return to the region? Do you think it's simply because it was home? It was home where horrible things happened. Why would they return? And they did. And why, when the last Cathar said what he said, why would he point to the ground and say, "I'll be back"? Meaning, here. Sometimes, dear ones, the esoterics of the land is so special that it allows the human being's soul to see in the cracks between dimensions. We took some of you to Ireland, where seeing the little people is common, and even the government agrees they're there. This is a region where the grids of the planet intersect each other in a way that allows a space to see in the cracks of dimensionality. But it's not just seeing. It's the heart. There are some who will go to certain places where nothing at all has happened, and yet they will fall to their knees and celebrate where they are. And it's not because of a prophet or a pope, because they feel the land and what it is that flows through them and their soul and the Creator. You will find it so interesting that some of the most sacred masters you have on the earth sought out the areas like this. And they would walk them, knowing that the feelings would feed the people around them. There would be apparent intellectualism. For the day, they were called intellectuals. But that is not correct. Although they could read and write, the intellectual is that they were examining the Creator inside. And it always brought them to one conclusion: the closer to the land I can be, the closer I am to God. Without a prophet, without even a symbol or an ordained leader, the Cathars were close to the land. They believed in oneness. Dear ones, we have seen this before, and it is revered among humans, and it's not easily understood. And as history will show you, they were persecuted and then eliminated. The shift of the planet in the precession of the equinoxes starts to create something different. Free thinking will now be celebrated and not persecuted. You might even think of the Cathar as the forerunners, or the ones who have introduced the shift. In this area, every single one of you sitting here has the ability to feel something. Some of you may say, "Well, that's not me." You may say, "Well, I don't usually feel things." I'll tell you something. That's because you don't wish to. The equipment you have is the soul that everyone else has. And it allows you to feel the land. Not the tragedy of the history, not the sorrow of the suffering, but of the beauty of the revelation of what is here. This is the region we have brought you to for this reason. I encourage those in the tour to put away expectations, things perhaps you've brought from home, or ideas you thought would occur, and be a blank slate of love and compassion so that you can actually feel the land, the area, the region. And the reason I say this is because this can change you forever. Once you are connected in a certain way in these special areas, you never forget it. And it allows you to connect to areas that you never thought you might. It's a beautiful thing, dear ones, for you to think you might be in one of those special regions of the earth where dimensionality is not what you think. And spiritual growth will come to you, intuition will come to you. In your body, you have something called innate. It is an intelligent portion of your spiritual soul that works with your biology, which will say to you, don't you feel it? Don't you feel it? Although you may think it is centered here in this castle, it is not. It is in the region, for this is Cathar country. And so it is.